I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The human toll from the tsunamis of the Indian Ocean is still being calculated, as is the financial toll. It's going to be devastating for economies in the region as well. Joining us from New York is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, the insurance business, perhaps the most obvious to take a hit financially. How big is that going to be?
Well, Alex, it may seem somewhat unseemly to be talking about the financial impact of the massive earthquake and tsunamis that hit South Asia, but it's already being tallied by some of the world's leading insurance companies and what the industry calls reinsurance companies. They're essentially the companies that insure the insurance companies. And the world's second largest reinsurance company, Swiss Re, is already figuring on a very preliminary basis that the damages in terms of insured losses should actually be below those from the series of hurricanes that hit Florida earlier this year. The main reason for that is that so much of that property over there was hit in a region that is uninsured. This has already been one of the insurance industry's costliest years ever before the disaster over the weekend. About $42 billion in insured damage, and Swiss Re just about a week ago had estimated that the total economic losses for the year were around $105 billion from all natural and man-made disasters.
Especially those several hurricanes in Florida, that must have cost them a lot. What about tourism in this region? What's going to happen there, do you think?
Well, it's really going to add insult to this very grave injury across a very wide area. Take Thailand, for example, where tourism accounts for about 6% of the country's total economy. The southern beach provinces of Thailand are a popular holiday destination, and a tourism industry official there said today overseas tourists have already canceled about 60% of the New Year's bookings. But this is another example of how the monetary damage really seems to pale in comparison to the human loss. This Thai tourism official also said that he doesn't believe that the financial impact will be major. And he also predicts that they can have the hotels and other tourist accommodations that were damaged rebuilt in maybe 3 months.
Well, someone's going to have to pay for that catastrophic damage, though.
That's true. The International Committee of the Red Cross has issued an appeal for assistance. It's putting its people to work in the region to give medical assistance and help the millions of victims who've been displaced. But in the meantime, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that U.S. and World Bank officials figure they'll need to put together a multi-billion-dollar aid package, perhaps maybe $5 billion, similar to the one that was put together for Central America after Hurricane Mitch devastated that area back in 1998. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're reviewing the year that was in oil and what's in store for black gold in 2005.
Bob Moon, thank you very much. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.